Good morning, church. Good morning. One more time. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Taylor's Tabernacle Live. Are you guys happy to be in the building this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're thanking God for another day that he has brought us, another week that he has brought us. I don't know about y'all, but it was a hard week for me. And you know, the patience was acting up. But to God be the glory. To God be the glory. He sees us through everything. Hallelujah. All right. So again, welcome to Taylor's Tabin. Welcome to the Taylor family. All our friends joining us through Facebook and YouTube Live. We are streaming from Philadelphia, PA, where Elder Jonathan E. Ford is our pastor. Can we clap for our pastor this morning? Hallelujah. And we're just going to be continuing to pray for our pastor and his family. Amen. So I'm going to ask that everyone would stand so we can open up with prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for another Sunday that you have brought us here. Hallelujah. We thank you for the opportunity to even come to you in prayer, Lord Jesus. That's all we have to do, Lord Jesus, is our way of communicating with you, Lord Jesus. We don't have to pay for it, Lord Jesus. All we have to do is call on your name. And we thank you for that, Lord Jesus. We thank you for salvation, Lord Jesus. That all we have to do is ask for forgiveness, Lord Jesus, and you are so graceful and merciful, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for this upcoming Thanksgiving holiday, Lord Jesus. So on this day, we just say thank you, Lord, because you are the real reason for Thanksgiving, Lord Jesus. We thank you for our life, Lord Jesus. We thank you for our health, Lord Jesus. We thank you for our strength, Lord Jesus. We thank you for just seeing us through every day, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord Jesus. I ask that you accept our praise today, Lord Jesus. I ask that you accept our worship, Lord Jesus. We welcome you into this place, God, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for your spirit, Lord Jesus. We thank you for speaking to us, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, I ask that you give traveling mercy to all the people that's on their way, Lord Jesus. We ask that you get them here safely, Lord Jesus. And again, we praise you. We honor you. We lift you up, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. So while you guys are still standing, we're going to go and read our scripture. We will be coming from this morning, John 13, 34 and 35. All righty. Say amen if you have it. Amen. So John 13, 34 and 35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Amen. That's an important scripture right there. Not an easy one either. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God tells us to love one another. He's had love us. Hallelujah. So we just gonna keep on pressing with love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for his word. All right. And so now we are going to have a sermonic solo by our sister Leah Reed. Say amen as she comes.
Hallelujah. 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 Despite all the challenges that we can face, we know that we serve a great God who is stronger and over all. Thank you, Lord. Water you turn into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Oh, into the darkness you shine. And out of the ashes you rise. No one like you. None like you. Oh, our God is greater. Our God is stronger. Lord, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God is, our God is greater and our God is stronger. Lord, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Oh, water you turn into wine. Yes. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. Oh, there's none like you. Into the darkness you shine. Oh, and out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. Oh, there's none like you. Oh, our God is greater. Our God is stronger. Lord, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God is. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. Lord, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Oh. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can? And if our God is for us, who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against? What can stand against? What can stand against? Our God is greater, and our God is stronger. And Lord, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. He's awesome in power. Our God is. Our God is greater and our God is stronger. And Lord, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God is, our God is greater, our God is stronger, and Lord, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, he's awesome in power, our God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on. And if there's nothing holding you down in your seat, hallelujah. Glory to God. Would you rise up and give praise to our Lord? Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, with the strength you placed in our bones today, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we bless your name. We celebrate you in this house today, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. You have been good. You have been good. You are good. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are so good to us on this morning. Hallelujah. You are so good to us on this morning. Glory to your name, God. You are so good to us on this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Grace and peace to you from God the Father and from Lord Jesus Christ. It is good. Yes, so good to be in the house of the Lord. Just one more time. Let us pray. Father, this morning, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Your grace and mercy has come to meet us once again. Though you can rightfully be angry with us, your mercy has run out to meet us with forgiveness, and you comfort us and return peace to our hearts. We rejoice over your name and claim victory over confusion and despair. This we pray in your name right now. Compel our ears and our minds to listen for your voice this morning. Speak through your vessel and bring understanding. This is our prayer. We love you and submit our will before you now. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. While you're still standing, if we would find our scripture, we'll look to the Old Testament. In the words found in the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter, verses 6 and 7, that's Isaiah 9, 6 and 7. There it reads, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this." Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Says the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Amen. That means God Almighty will see to it himself that this shall be done. Amen. Saints of God, I know that this is Sunday, November 24th. I took a look at the calendar before I prepared for this morning, and I know that many of us are getting ready for Thursday. But if you can ride with me, amen, just for a little while, I'd like to look beyond Thursday and speak from this subject, let's get ready for Christmas. Amen, let's get ready for Christmas. A few weeks ago, I was driving home after a long day at work and making my way through the traffic and not feeling especially joyful. But on that night, I passed by a property where there were Christmas lights already running. In particular, there was a tree of lights almost 20 feet tall, maybe even more, and at the top was an image of an angel. And as I looked at this beautiful tree shining brightly, even more so with the way that our nights have been getting darker, I began to think about Jesus. Amen. I began to think about Christmas. And whereas 1 minute ago I was tired and worn, the thought of Christmas turned everything around. All of a sudden there was hope and energy in my spirit, and there was joy on that last stretch of the road until I made it home. Amen. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Let heaven and earth rejoice. Let them receive their King. Amen. Christmas is a time to rejoice in the gift that God has given to all that would receive. In our text today, we find the prophet Isaiah speaking the words that the Lord had put on his tongue. And we find here that although Isaiah does not call it Christmas the way that we do, he was proclaiming the same joy and victory to the remnant of Israel that was still seeking refuge in God. Amen. There were still some faithful believers in the nation. Isaiah speaks at a time when the darkness covered the day as well as the night. Under the rule of King Ahaz, Israel witnessed their king participating in the sacrificing of children, worship of idols in high places, pride and disobedience that displayed sin at a great cost to Israel and all of its inhabitants. And so the word of the Lord given to Isaiah speaks of a Messiah that would come from the north in the border between Israel and the Gentile world. Galilee represented a place where Israel had been scattered, and then it was an area where Jesus would speak to all nations. These first five verses, if you need a Thanksgiving message, these first five verses in Isaiah 9 are sometimes called a Thanksgiving hymn by some theologians. Amen. And when we look to the poetry in this prophetic word of Isaiah, verse 2 speaks to a light that is coming to the world. And that the atmosphere is changing at the border. The border is becoming an entry point for salvation into the world. It reads in verse 2, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone." Amen. In verses 3 and 4, he gives us three reasons for thanksgiving. He says, you have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, and as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. Amen. Because this light has entered the world, bordering lands are shifting from earthly credentials to heavenly citizenship. We can rejoice and be glad. We rejoice as we do when receiving a great harvest. The pantry is full and the table is set for a grand feast. We rejoice that way. We rejoice as the soldiers would after a great victory, and the spoils of victory, the plunder, would be divided among all. And we rejoice as when our burdens are broken, as when Gideon defeated the Midians, the Midianites, there not by his own power, as with an army of great men, but God used a faithful few to show Israel that the battle was the Lord's and the victory was by his hand. So likewise, as we get ready for Christmas, we can rejoice and give thanks. Do we realize what God did when he gave his only begotten son, Jesus? Do we realize the gift that is ours because salvation has come for all of humanity to receive. On our own, we are no more able to lift the darkness of men than we are to call on the sun to rise in the morning. But God sent the Savior of the world to make glorious the way before us. Be not deceived by the enemy. The way before us is full of light and full of God's glory. Yes, this is a time to rejoice and be glad. In verse 5, we find that it reads, "For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire." Amen. It does not ignore the battle or the war that took place or the lives that had been lost. But it says that this, when the war is over, the boots and the weapons of war can be burned. This was done at that time to mark the fact that there would be peace. The tools of war would no longer be needed. God's people were preparing for peace and rest. Amen. Let's get ready for Christmas. Let's bring the peace of God in our hearts everywhere that we go. Let's look to this light and get ready for Christmas. Isaiah 9 and 6 is a royal birth announcement. It reads, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given." Amen. Isaiah is sending hope that we now know. Amen. We on this side of the gospel have already received. Luke, the second chapter, speaks of the same prophecy. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." This is no longer prophecy, but this is history. This is that which the Lord proclaimed and which has taken place that we now can enjoy and receive for all of the promise of the Lord. The baby Jesus has been born. And now we know him as our risen Savior. Let's get ready for Christmas. Let's rejoice with the angels. Amen. But I know some of us are still looking to CBS News and not to the Lord. Some of us are still reading the Philadelphia Inquirer and not the Holy Scripture. I know you might say, "Reverend, are you aware? Do you know what our nation is going through?" But to this, Jesus has already told us in Matthew 28, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." It's all in the hands of Jesus. He is our refuge. He is our strong tower. Isaiah proclaimed it a long time ago, saying, "And the government shall be upon his shoulder." Isaiah spoke and then watched God rule judgment against King Ahaz and against the evil of his age. And God gives him the words to proclaim the soon coming king that we now know as Christ Jesus. Isaiah proclaimed, "And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Wonderful Counselor, Christ Jesus would come with signs and wonders matched with godly wisdom. His great works would point to his divinity and connect us to the promise God made a long time ago. mighty God. Jesus would come with the full might and power of God. Jesus was prepared to defeat the enemy and is our mighty God when we need Him today. Everlasting Father, He's our eternal Father. This is from everlasting to everlasting. He continues to make a way for us to be in right relationship with Him. Open it for me, please. Our Heavenly Father is welcoming us home. Even as we come back to Him, listen, the Father is running to meet us right where we are, to cleanse us and to wrap us up in a new robe. All of heaven is celebrating the one who was lost, you and I, but now we're found. The love of our everlasting Father has not run out. Glory to His name. He's the Prince of Peace. Jesus is Emmanuel. He's God with us. And there will come a time where we no longer need to study war, when we will put down our weapons and rejoice under His covering, peace eternal and forever. Verse 7, of the increase of His government and peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over His kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness. From this time forth and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Here, Isaiah speaks of the end times and the assurance that there will be a fulfillment of God's promise. The theologian Gary Smith said it this way. He says, with unassailable zeal, determination, and passion, God will concentrate His efforts to accomplish this marvelous deed. Isaiah's listeners can be absolutely sure that an omnipotent, sovereign God will stand behind the fulfillment of this wonderful plan. That means that if God said it, would He not do it? Would He not perform what He has already spoken over His people? Isaiah is pointing to the light. He is pointing to hope. Isaiah is getting people ready for Christmas. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Let heaven and earth receive her King. And so as I get ready to close, church, let's get ready for Christmas. Let's walk in the hope that we have received through the coming of Jesus Christ. So if we're getting ready for Christmas, let's get the Christmas lights ready. What is the light? The light is the Word of God. It said in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made. Verse 4, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Let us turn to the Word of God daily in committed devotion and be ready for what He will reveal to us. Let's get the Christmas lights ready in us. If we're getting ready for Christmas, let's get the Christmas dinner plans ready. Amen. Christmas dinner is not a last minute preparation. Let's get started right now. Amen. And you can go down your list of, what you need to prepare, but, please don't do this. Don't prepare the dinner and then not invite anybody. Amen. In some ways, the invitation might be more important than the dinner that you have prepared. So let's get our table ready. Let's get our invitation list together. Yes, church, let's begin to think about who we're going to invite to church during this Christmas season. You know, some folks, come on, who will we call in advance? because we know they need some time to get it on their calendar. Who will we call now so that they know the date and the time that we gather? Amen. But if you don't get that far, will you still be bold enough to give a last minute invitation? Will you still be bold enough, maybe even to just ask them the night before? Think about it this way. Just as we would not want someone that we care about sitting at home without a Christmas dinner, do we want them to go through the Christmas season without a church home to sit down and attend? Luke, the 14th chapter said, "And the master said to the servant, go out to the highways and hedges and compel people to come in that my house may be filled." Let's get ready for Christmas. Let's make the invitation. And come on, your email is ringing right now. Some of you, were foolish enough, to give that retail store your cell phone number. And so now they're texting you every day, because what do we have to do? We've got to get the gifts ready for Christmas. Amen. Black Friday, only a few days away, but the advertising is already at hand. So let's go ahead and let's get our gifts ready for Christmas, church. And what I mean now is let's not forget our spiritual gifts. Amen. Maybe you have the gift of song, and I'll be careful not to look at anybody, but let's get rolling with choir practice so that there will be a sweet sounding melody in the house of the Lord. Glory to his name. But maybe you have the gift of hospitality. Well, will you bring your gift so that the ushers will be full and that the greeters will be full on the schedule to usher folks into the house of the Lord? What is your gift? What is your spiritual gift? And do you have it ready for this season? First Peter, the 4th chapter says, as each has received the gift, we've each received the spiritual gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God, whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. What gifts will we bring to the house of the Lord? Church, let's get ready for Christmas. A long time ago, God used the prophet Isaiah to bring a word of hope into a desolate land where a remnant of the Lord could hear and rejoice. In this age, we already know that the prophecy has been fulfilled and that God is with us. Emmanuel is ever before us. But wickedness, evil, all of this in the heart of humanity remains also. And there are too many that still choose to walk in darkness. But God uses the prophet Isaiah to remind us, the remnant, that the government is still upon his shoulder and that his name is still Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Don't forget that. He's right. He's reminding us that the increase of his government and peace shall never end. God says he is so passionate, so zealous about fighting for us that he himself will ensure that his plan is fulfilled. The all-powerful, loving, sovereign God will do what he said, what he would do. We are his people and we share in this victory through our faith in God's Son, Jesus Christ. Church, this is good news for us. Even more so for the unbeliever who would come to Jesus during this season and grasp hold of the free gift offered to us in salvation. No government or politician can produce the perfect peace and redemption Jesus Christ won for us on the cross. Let's get ready for Christmas. Church, there is a soul to be won for Him. Will you ready yourself to receive Him? Let's get ready. Families are coming to the house of the Lord. There's a remnant of God waiting for the invitation. Will you remember the prophet Isaiah? Will you remember his words and also allow your speech, your mouth, your tongue to give an invitation to the house of the Lord? Let us get ready for Christmas. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Let heaven and earth receive him. Glory to the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. And amen. Amen. Church, you can come. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to his name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for this time where he gathers us, this place where he gathers us. Amen. I may have left out the Christmas tree. But if we had to bring that into this sermon, I think the Christmas tree is that place that we all come. And that if it be the will, it's not dependent. When we come, what we receive is not dependent on us, but it's dependent on someone else. Amen. We can want that gift as much as we want. We could have been praying for it all year, maybe even the year before. But it's when we come, wherever the tree might be, this altar now, this altar happens to be made of glass, but it has some wood on it. Maybe some wood that might have come from a tree. And what if we were to gather at the altar? And what if we were to bring the Lord our Christmas list? Glory to God. What if we were to ask even the thing that we were afraid to ask for? But would we on this day have faith? Jesus said it this way sometimes. He said, will you be made whole? He put the decision on you. And so every Sunday we open this altar to some for salvation, that they might receive the gospel, that they might receive the free gift that he's prepared for all of us a long time ago. But for some, you've been carrying a burden. For some, you've been carrying sickness and disease that you think cannot be healed. Would you be made whole? That's what this altar's for. This is the place where gifts are given and we have no determination in what we receive other than we come and we ask. So if you need of the Lord, the altar is open. But that's on you. God spoke this word so long ago, prepared it that you might meet him in this place. Would you receive him? Would you receive him? If you're on the streaming right now, would you run to the altar? You said, I can't get there in time, but would you just go to your knees and pray in faith, God, meet me where I am. I'm here. I need you, oh Lord. Would you do this for me? The battle is the Lord's, and it's already been won. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day and this hour. And we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your zeal and your passion that you would come for us and do what we would not be able to do of our own and of ourselves. And so, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you would meet us where our faith resides now, and the thing that we desire in our heart, God, if it be your will, would you not perform it in this lifetime? In the name of Jesus. We are your people. We are a remnant. Hallelujah. And you have set us here not by chance, but you have done it on purpose. And God, we meet you in this predestined place, on this predestined moment, and we receive what you would have for us. We receive the gifts that we may then return them to be a blessing in your house and to give glory to your name. We receive your word that it might come into our heart and that it might increase and that it might go forth as light unto this world, that they might run to you. Oh, glory. They might leave the darkness and come to the light. Father, we love you. We bless you. We are desperate for you, oh God. So our heart receives you. Our heart receives the gift of the Holy Spirit. And we are full. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Send us from this place rejoicing. Oh, thinking of you. Remembering your son Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo. Joy to the world. Oh, glory. Joy to the world. Yes, Lord. For you are here now. Let heaven and earth receive your King. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, God. Hallelujah! Oh, thank you, God. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory. Yes! Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, Jesus. Oh, glory. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We bless your name. Yes, oh God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to thank our Reverend Curitan for that word. Hallelujah. So while we are preparing for Thanksgiving, we also should be preparing for Christmas. Amen. Amen. And while I won't be putting up lights on my house because it's too hard and it causes the electric bill to be higher, we can work on our light inside. Hallelujah. Amen. So now we're going to transition our service. We're going to transition to our time of giving. So I'm going to have our sister Kennedy McCoy to come up and do the offering, followed by our sister Kennedy will have our sister Zakiya Price come up and do the announcements. Amen.
Good morning to the Taylor Tabernacle family and friends. At this time, we will gather to worship through giving. This morning, you may give through one of five ways, including text to give, online giving through our website, Venmo, or also by using the U.S. Postal Mail. To give by text message, text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions. To give through our website, please go to taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. mail, please send check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. Venmo at taylor-tabernacle-6309. For those gathered with us in the sanctuary today, you will find two offering baskets next to the side ramp door, one for your tithe/offerings and one for the preacher. Please place your sealed envelopes in the baskets as you exit the sanctuary. Pastor via Cash App or Venmo. Cash App $ Pastor Jonathan Ford. Venmo at Jonathan-Ford. -25. As always, we thank you for your continued support of our ministry.
Good morning. The pastor and leadership team would like to thank you for joining us this Sunday. Our live stream service will continue via Facebook and YouTube Live so that you can continue to join us in worship from your home. Please remember to hit subscribe right there on your YouTube page or follow us on Facebook at Taylor Tabernacle so that you are informed and up to date with all upcoming gatherings and dates. If you are not receiving our weekly emails, please send us your new email address and we will add you to the list. Thank you. Angel Tree, please join us today at the service as we will be having our Angel Tree wrap party. We will meet on the second floor at the conclusion of service. If you were not able to bring your donation today, please bring it with you next Sunday, December 1st. On December 8th, we will be hosting our Angel Tree families in service, and we will be escorting them upstairs for a small gathering. Every Sunday, we will gather at 8:30 in person for corporate prayer, followed by morning worship at 10 a.m. On Wednesdays, we will continue to have prayer and Bible study at 7 p.m. via Google Meet. However, this Wednesday, November the 27th, we will not be holding PBS due to the upcoming holiday. Amen? Amen. Sunday school will continue to meet from 8:30 to 9 a.m. via Google Meet. And we look forward to seeing your child every second, third, and fourth, fifth Sundays. And please let us remember please let us remember Pastor Ford's Wiley Challenge, where we're inviting other young ones to join us for Sunday school. And that concludes our announcement.
Amen. All righty. Well, Well, that's about it. Amen. Let's give God a praise. Hallelujah. Let's give a hand clap for our pastor. Amen. Looking very handsome in his plaid shirt. Amen. So now we're going to close out. We're going to have our benediction. All right. Please stand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for another Sunday, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the word today, Lord Jesus, because it comes from you, Lord Jesus. We ask that everyone have a safe and joyful Thanksgiving as we prepare for Christmas, Lord Jesus. We ask that we keep you in our minds and in our hearts on this holiday, Lord Jesus. We ask that everyone have laughter and joy on this day as they celebrate with their families. I ask that you give everyone traveling mercies going home. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.